it's two homes, right?
I think this one's a rental, and I don't know about the other one.
And I'm just, it's R1,
mm-hmm.
and it's got homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just sit here and make a discussion about changing the zoning of the property.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's only one person living in one of those two homes.
Where would they stand? We passed an ordinance that there'd be no nightly rental in R1.
Conditional use permits. That's the conditional use permits. We can't accept any applications for a conditional use permit in R1. This is a rezone.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
So
let's
any,
go back to the roads. So it's anywhere from 8 to 10 people per home.
Okay.
Okay. So that would be 2 to 4 cars for each one. So now you're talking about parking. So let's go worst case, 4 cars. So how does that fit in with the road width, the size of their lots, size of the home, and parking? Does that make sense?
What is the size of those lots that he's proposing?
I can measure them and look and estimate, but I thought these were around 8,000. These were less. Let's just go see here if we can.
My comment is it's nice that the density's lower, but based on the terrain of the property and the design that's presented, I would not be able to be in favor of it based on the road access.
So that roughly is one of the lots. It's 8,400 square feet. This one, of course, is a combination of lots that's surrounded by other owners in the road. That one would be 2,400 square feet, and it is currently probably 2 lots. You just make them more conforming, but I understand they're still not big lots for the nightly rental use,
right,
due to the road size.
Nightly rental, people do bring their toys with them. So now you have that issue in the area.
Well, most of the condo developments and the vacation rental developments, they're not allowed to put that stuff on the property. You're talking about boats and toys and things like that.
Yeah, they're still bringing them.
Are they going to have a garage?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's planning on having a garage.
Is that a hurt on how many people you can park?
Yeah.
You mean individual garages for each house?
For like, four car.
Well, my question was, with the terrain, are these walkout basements?
Probably so. They're obviously going to have to be built up. Sure.
I mean, it's not hard to put a garage in the basement. He's not interested in making money.
I'll speak with Colin about that. No, I will just come back to, we want to take this. I mean, the alternative, do you want him to build 100-plus tiny home development? I mean, that is not better for the use. It's not better for the traffic flow, the safety. MoDOT doesn't like that, so... We're trying to make this a better thing.
I think the issue to me again is the roads, not having a conforming 50-foot right-of-way roads in the development either way, 160 or 28. It's a safety issue. Again, we're just recommending approval or denial of a recommendation. The Taney County Commission will make the final vote. No matter which direction we go.
Would the road easement issue be satisfied if they only did 20 lots instead of 30? Just thinking out loud.
He may not even do 30. I get your point. I mean, we just want it to potentially be there.
I just think the plan presented, again, from my perspective, doesn't
right.
meet. So it would have to be
I agree with Roger. I think if there was half the number, there'd be a lot more space for units. But that's not what's presented.
Yeah,
right.
We're looking at 28.
Vacate that middle road and run those lots from road to road.
That, to me, that seems like that could be a little more palatable.
Then you could get more right of way off either side.
I mean, they're having to give up more property, but.
And I would say 40 foot, if, well, this total is not too.
Anything new developed? Anything new developed, right? Requires a 50
anything,
foot.
Anything new, would require 50 feet.
So it would have to be 50 feet.
If you want it to be petitioned to take it in
to the county. The
county to take
care
of it.
They're public streets now, right? They're public streets now?
They're not county maintained.
They're not?
Okay. Not until the petition. Okay.
Okay.
Anyone, do we have enough information to make a motion for or against the proposed application?
Except I'd like to see a better plan with appropriate roads. If they're going to build that big a house, there's going to be a lot of vehicles in there if they're all full at one time.
I can't hear what the. Even if you only have 20, you're still talking 80 to 120 cars. Per day, and if they're going to be nightly rental, they're going to be in and out more than that, you know.
Yeah. Any other comments?
Right now, I'm not in favor of unless we can get decent access roads and without 50 foot right of ways. I don't think it's possible to build. Good access on the existing platted streets. So
you have to make a motion to deny?
Is there any interest in coming back with a different plan to them?
We're open. I mean, this isn't a set plan. I'll just lay these out here.
That's one of my biggest hang-ups is it costs money. Understand.
Sure.
But, you know, having the design professional present what they actually would like to do. And my other concern is runoff. Once you take out all that vegetation, where's that runoff going to go? Because Ben may have it in his front yard. So that's something I don't know that we want to get involved with. But seeing that information would help. There's just not enough information here for me to decide either way at this point.
You would have the ability to postpone it to the next meeting in October and present a if you guys, if it's agreeable with
the owner, is it going to be agreeable to that, or
yeah.
Do you just need to?
Yes, absolutely.
So, someone want to entertain a motion to postpone
motion
to the October?
October? I'll make that motion.
We've got a motion. Do we have a second? Any further discussion? All that in favor of postponing to the October planning meeting, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
So we'll get you back with it in a month?
Yes.
With a new
plan. Is it the 12th of October?
It's the 11th, actually.
The 11th.
The 10th's a holiday, so it's Tuesday the 11th. Marla will send out new schedule letter to whoever's on that application.
Yeah, I'll go back with him when we talk about a better plan in place.
And since we've done it in the meeting where it's being recorded and broadcast live and the people that are concerned are here, we won't send out new public hearing notices and
correct.
Won't physically post the property. It'll just be heard again with a new plan of
okay.
Their design. On the
and I'm sure he'll be here. He just couldn't cancel the
right.
Reservations. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Roger, who made the second?
Randy. Oh, Randy Ford.
Yeah.
All right, that is all the rezones for this evening, so we're going to move on to, we have two conditional use permit applications. First one is 22-026.
Jerry Giles is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing one-room cabin located at 983 Painter Road, Branson. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. The existing one-bedroom cabin, per the applicant, would have a maximum occupancy of 2 with off-street parking for one vehicle. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 1.1 acres in size with a single-family home built in 1968, garage, a utility building, and a barn located on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So again, this is our conditional use nightly rental decision of record. Staff recommendations. Your occupancy for a one-bedroom home would normally be 4 persons, but the applicant's offering a maximum of 2 occupants, and with those 2 occupants, you'd need 2 parking spaces. And then as we do on these with have septic system, we need some type of assurance that the septic system size to be able to handle potentially 2 occupants in that home. So this is down State Highway T. Towards the end, you turn right or back east on Painter Road. Of course, this is Lake Taney Como. Structure we're talking about here, and I think I've got it starred in some other. Yeah. There's just some photographs.
Was that building right behind it on the other property? Uh-huh. Or is that on the same property?
Nope, it's on the other parcel. There, it's on the adjoining parcel.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And do we know what that is?
It's that, right there. See that steel building?
Okay.
So anyway, there's the cabin. And then I just took some pictures of the road, again, looking back towards State Highway T, and then back towards the end of Painter. My dad, the applicant owner, is here.
Good evening. My name is Jerry Giles, and I'm the owner of that property. And that building in question was on the property when we bought it in 2005. We restored it in 2009-2010, made it habitable, and we've used it ever since for friends and family that come to visit. And so the request tonight for the conditional use permit is just so we can better utilize that building. It's a single room, one double bed. It's got water, electricity, toilet. Has windows opening to the south and to the west. That building immediately behind it is on my son's property next door, and it's just a storage barn, which is going to be torn down. That's my next project to remove it. We've got a private driveway, you can see. Lots of room to park a single car in addition to our car. That's a two-car garage at the end of the driveway. So our car will be in the garage, so the driveway is pretty much empty.
Is your driveway back to that building?
No, they would park in the corner of the driveway, and we're going to put a path in to that building.
Okay.